Blessed Monday morning, beloved. Again, thank you for joining me on this beautiful Monday morning as we take the first few moments of this day and share it together in God's Word. Today we are in Titus chapter 1, verses 1 through 16. And here, Titus was a Gentile convert to Christianity who assisted Paul in his missionary work. Paul's letter is addressed to Titus, who was supervising the work of the church in Crete. Paul reminds Titus of the qualities church leaders should have. And as we begin this new week, God's saving word for us is, as it was last week, encouragement. So let's begin reading Titus chapter 1. From Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, I was chosen and sent to help the faith of God's chosen people and to lead them to the truth taught by our religion, which is based on the hope for eternal life. God, who does not lie, promised us this life before the beginning of time, and at the right time he revealed it in his message. This was entrusted to me, and I proclaim it by order of God our Savior. I write to Titus, my true son, in the faith that we have in common. May God, the Father, and Christ Jesus, our Savior, give you grace and peace. I left you in Crete so that you could put in order the things that still needed doing and appoint church elders in every town. Remember my instructions. The elder must be without fault. He must have only one wife, and his children must be believers and not have the reputation of being wild or disobedient. For since a church leader is in charge of God's work, he should be without fault. He must not be arrogant or quick-tempered or a drunkard or violent or greedy for money. He must be hospitable and love what is good. He must be self-controlled, upright, holy, and disciplined. He must hold firmly to the message which can be trusted and which agrees with the doctrine. In this way, he will be able to encourage others with the true teaching and also to show the error of those who are opposed to it. For there are many, especially the converts from Judaism, who rebel and deceive others with their nonsense. It is necessary to stop their talk because they are upsetting whole families by teaching what they should not, and all for the shameful purpose of making money. It was a Cretan himself, one of their own prophets, who spoke the truth when he said, "Cretans are always liars, wicked beasts, and lazy gluttons. For this reason, you must rebuke them sharply, so that they may have a healthy faith, and no longer hold on to Jewish legends and to human commandments, which come from people who have rejected the truth. Everything is pure to those who themselves are pure, but nothing is pure to those who are defiled and unbelieving, for their minds and consciences have been defiled. They claim that they know God, but their actions deny it. They are hateful and disobedient, not fit to do anything good." And today's key verse is Titus chapter 1, verse 15, where Paul writes, "Everything is pure to those who are themselves pure, but nothing is pure to those who are defiled and unbelieving, for their minds and consciences have been defiled." And, beloved, this is the one thing that strikes me here in the opening verses to Titus is that there is no mention of church buildings. We're talking about separate little fellowships that existed within Crete, and that Titus was charged with setting up overseers within these cities. And so here we have just a little snapshot, just a little glimpse into what the New Testament church was like. They didn't have to raise great amounts of money to pay for church buildings because in the first and second centuries, they didn't have church buildings. They met in people's homes, they met in factories, they met wherever they could meet, and the only, well, financial responsibilities they had were to those who were pastoring them, who were overseeing them in the faith. That way, when opportunities arose for the church to help those that were in need, then the people had the money to help out in that situation because they weren't having to obligate all of their tithes and all their offerings into just supporting the church itself. So, interesting little insight into the first and second century churches. Well, let's go ahead and pray. Lord God, keep my heart pure and let no deceit be found within me. Help me to hold fast to your teachings and to proclaim your message of truth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, beloved, that brings our time together this Monday morning to an end. Join me tomorrow morning when we will be looking at Titus chapter 2, where Paul, the Apostle Paul, instructs Titus to teach what agrees with sound doctrine. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.